WMIS 92.1 107.9 The River on a Beaver Fever Friday finale. Kel Schultze, and joining us right now from the BSU women's hockey team, Stephanie Anderson of Team USA. I love saying that. Steph, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, it's been a fantastic year for your team. Of course, ended a little bit sooner than most of us would have liked to, but sum up this past year for you and your Beaver squad.
Yeah, it was a great season for us. Not the ending we were hoping for, but you know, next year is a new year for the girls, and I wish them all the best. But this year, I think we made huge stepping stones as a team and a program, and hopefully that helps the program as it continues. But just looking back, gosh, there's some games I'll never forget, and coming close, being Minnesota, I don't know, it was a great season, and I'll never forget this group.
Well, beating Minnesota a year ago in the WCHA final faceoff, and knocking them out of the championship game for me was pretty amazing. For you, bittersweet, very sweet for you. As you were a transfer from the University of Minnesota, best decision ever to come here, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I remember driving up here for the first time and looking at the billboard sign that says Bemidji State, the best decision ever. And I was a little nervous, but at the end it turned out it was really the best decision ever for me as a player and to go to school here.
Well, you came here when BSU had Steve Sertich, head coach, had a great tenure here with BSU, brought them up year by year, got a little bit better, and then Jim Scanlon takes over. What can you say about Coach Scanlon?
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't be where we are today without Coach Sertich. Very different coaching styles. They have their own unique style of coaching, but yeah, Coach Scanlon, he's a great coach. Something that separates him from the coaches I've had in the past is he's so personally connected to each and every one of us, and you can tell that he genuinely cares about us off the ice as well as on the ice, and that's what I think makes him the coach that he is and how much we respect him for that.
You graduate with 7 other seniors. Great group of young women who have seen a lot of adversity. What have you learned from that group of 8? Or 7.
Yeah, I mean, they're a great group of girls. You know, they're my best friends. Sad to see them go, but coming in when they were freshmen, you know, the program wasn't exactly where, you know, we'd hoped it'd be, but throughout the 4 years, it's come a long way. And, you know, we like to think we played a big part in that, and, you know, it's sad to see them go, but we've come a long way from where we started.
It's amazing. I know 9 years ago when I started covering BSU women's hockey, I think the first 2 years there were combined 6 or 7 wins.
Mm-hmm.
You guys come out of a season where you break the school record for most wins after doing that a year ago.
Yep.
And it can only get better from here. But what does it mean for you to accomplish that as a team?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. It means a lot, I think, more for the future of Beaver hockey. You know, recruiting-wise. And, you know, we definitely put ourselves on the map where we go to play teams and we travel to their hometown, and you know the Beavers are in town, and they got to be ready to play us. I think they realize that more than ever in the past. So yeah, we're definitely a machine, and they got to be ready for us.
You have played with the U.S. national team, women's world championships a year ago, Four Nations Cup. For you, that was the ultimate goal, was to make Team USA, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Growing up, you always want to, you know, that's your dream. Hopefully win a gold medal one day.
What do you know about your future with Team USA as of now?
As of now, there's a camp coming up June 1st, so I'm training for that right now. And then, you know, the Four Nations Cup, and then you got to try out again in the winter. So right now I'm just focusing on those camps.
What is your summer look like? Obviously, you're training. What else are you doing to keep busy?
Yeah, I'm training, and right now I'm working at the Bemidji Town and Country Club, so serving there quite a bit, and then just nannying here and there when I can.
Crazy. So you're staying around Bemidji for a while.
I am, yep.
So are you working with Gary and Mike then, and strength and conditioning still?
Yep, I was with Gary this morning.
What kind of a grueling workout does he put you through?
Well, I can't feel my arms, so... yeah, he does a great job. You know, Gary does a lot for our team, and we're as good as we are. You know, Gary has a big part to do with that. So,
I know I was talking to one of the other female athletes earlier today on Beaver Fever Friday here and asked about the strength and conditioning and how much it's improved the quality of play for your team. Obviously, I've noticed a difference.
Yeah.
How much of a difference have you as when you're out on the ice, do you notice that?
So. Yeah, absolutely. I think just having Gary here consistently for a couple of years has really – he's had enough time to bring us to where he wants us to be, and finally, you know, we're playing at our highest level because of what Gary does with us off the ice.
Well, and you're part of Team USA. Hannah Moore just signed with a team in Sweden, a pro team.
Yep.
And even I got a chance to play with the Canadian National Development Team. I mean, for me, that's exciting. But for you, how fun is it to see your teammates have that much success?
Yeah, it's awesome. Hopefully all three of us will end up in a hotel together somewhere on all of our different teams and going through the line, shaking hands, hopefully at a tournament one day.
It was funny. Graham McCormick from the men's team was just here, and we were talking about Hannah and hopefully playing for Team Sweden someday. I said, 2018, I better start saving up because that's the next Olympics.
Yep.
I know it's kind of a ways out, but do you look that far ahead?
I mean, it's always in the back of my mind. It's a goal I definitely want to make, but I'm really focusing on making the next camp, because if you don't make one, then you can't make the next, so it's most important.
For you growing up, obviously your dad played for the Gophers. Was he the reason why you played hockey?
Yeah, my dad told me when I was little I wanted to quit because my feet were so cold in the skates that I didn't want to play anymore. My dad refused to let me quit, so, you know, I thank him for not letting me take the skates off.
You wouldn't be sitting here right now.
I know.
What has it been like to be in Bemidji? Obviously, you're here during the school year playing hockey, but in the off season, you've stuck around a couple of summers. What's it like for you, obviously, being from the cities? How much have you connected with Bemidji?
Yeah, it's very different from the cities, especially like going to the school at the University of Minnesota. It's so big, and you make the transition up here to Bemidji where, you know, it takes me 3 minutes to walk to class, where at the U it took me 20, you know, 15. So that's very different in that aspect, and just the city size is also different. But after living up here and just the lakes all around and being outside every summer and during the year, I don't think I could go back and live in this city area just because I love it up here so much. So it's very different, but I ended up loving it a lot.
You obviously have lived with your teammates, a handful of them. You guys have quite the I don't want to call it a litter of dogs, but you've got quite the family of dogs right now.
Yeah.
How did that all evolve? I know you're a dog person, but it's nice to have roommates that are dog people.
Yeah, right. I have two dogs, and then AJ just got another puppy, about 9 weeks old, and then Tugas, when Phil came home from his pro team, they have a dog. So there was four dogs at our house at once. Yeah, it was pretty crazy for a little bit.
Okay, I know Brian and I have a hard enough time finding somebody to dog sit for us when we're on the road with hockey. How hard is it to find somebody to dog sit when you guys are gone?
Well, it's nice when you have about 25 sisters that'll help you out and take the dog in. A lot of the girls watch the puppy, and I try to whenever I can. But our two dogs are pretty old enough where they just kind of laid around everywhere, so don't really have to worry about them.
What would you tell somebody who is thinking about coming to Bemidji State?
I would first ask them if they're ready for a small town or a big town, because that's the biggest difference. And I think if they want a big town, this wouldn't be the place for them, you know, completely honestly. But if they like to be outdoors and love small town, love getting personal connections with all their professors, and it's easier in that aspect for school-wise, I tell them this is a place for them. You know, if you want to go to a program and make a difference and help the team get better, then there's no other place to go.
Okay, you're an outdoors person, right?
I am, yeah.
How much have you gotten out to fish?
I haven't yet. And I drive by the lake every time I go to the weight room. I want to get out there on the boat, but I haven't had time to yet.
Well, fishing opener's only, what, 2 weeks away?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Awesome. Steph, it has been a blast watching you play hockey and just seeing you grow here at Bemidji State. We are glad you made their best decision ever. And all the best to you. And I can't wait 2018. Hopefully I'm watching Stephanie Anderson playing against Evena Bilic, playing against Hannah Moore,
yep.
Team Sweden, Team Canada, Team USA. I know Graham McCormick and I were just saying, oh, we're going to have to wear like a piece of Canada, US, and Sweden. I got my Canada mittens. I got my Team USA jersey, and I just got to hit up Hannah for something.
Yep.
So good luck to you. We wish you the best. It's been awesome.
All right. Thanks, Kel.
Stephanie Anderson of the BSU women's hockey team, a senior graduating, and we will send it to break. We are live from Buffalo Wild Wings. It's our Beaver Fever Friday finale here on the Beaver Radio Network.